Well, Democratic Congressman Raul Grijalva and Interior Secretary Ryan Zinke recently locked horns in a bitter and very public war of accusations. Grijalva called on Zinke to resign in light of several ethics investigations. Zinke took to Twitter to slam the Arizona congressman for allegations one of his staff members made last year that he was drunk and created a hostile work environment. Now, this all comes against the backdrop of changing leadership in Congress. Grijalva is set to become the new chair of the House Committee on Natural Resources, the committee that oversees the Department of the Interior, also the committee with the most power over public lands. As the Trump administration and a Republican-controlled Congress have dismantled many Obama-era environmental regulations, Grijalva vows to protect the environment and investigate Zinke. Well, Ali Budner of KRCC spent some time with Grijalva to learn more about his plans.
All along, Raul Grijalva has been one of Interior Secretary Ryan Zinke's most vocal critics. Here he is questioning Secretary Zinke on numerous occasions over the last couple of years.
I hope you provide some detailed answers today explaining why spending $138,000 for office doors is a reasonable expense for the public to bear.
And here.
Let's talk about bear's ears. One of the letters that we sent was wanting an accounting.
And again.
Your intention is not to suppress scientific findings that you might disagree with?
Secretary Zinke is currently the subject of at least three ethics investigations. As chair of the House Natural Resources Committee, Grijalva now has the power to push for more transparency in those inquiries. Still, Grijalva believes Zinke is just part of the problem.
I think that if he were to resign or be sent away, that the legacy of kind of turning over Interior to the fossil fuel industry and the extraction industry is not going to go away, so there's still things to look at.
For example,
what I think you can expect is a return to giving prominence to the conservation side that hasn't been there in the last 2 years, and any legislation that continues to rip away at our bedrock environmental laws, we're not going to waste time on it.
Grijalva says instead he plans to focus on issues in Indian country, on protecting wildlife and the Endangered Species Act, preserving public lands, and the elephant in the room, climate change.
Climate change has been scrubbed from the discussion. Peer review has been severely handicapped. Panels of scientists have been eliminated. And you don't talk about climate change, you don't talk about science anymore when you're making decisions.
Representative Grijalva is extremely hostile to oil and natural gas development.
That's Kathleen Sagama, president of the Western Energy Alliance, an industry group. Sagama's not thrilled about a Democrat, specifically a politically progressive one like Grijalva, taking the helm, and as she sees it, stirring things up.
He's extremely hostile to economic development, ranching, mining, timber, any kind of development on federal lands.
She says she's not worried about losing too much ground, though, mainly because of partisan gridlock in Congress.
It's unfortunate that Congress cannot come together and find some compromises on natural resource issues, but that's just the nature of Washington, D.C.
Others, though, have more faith in Grijalva's ability to move things forward.
He has been able to broker deals with Republicans, both in the House and the Senate, to protect the environment.
That's Kieran Suckling. He's the director of the Center for Biological Diversity, an environmental nonprofit. He's not a fan of the current chair, Republican Rob Bishop from Utah.
Bishop is really one of the most anti-environmental congressmen in Congress.
Suckling sees Grijalva as an ally, for good reason. Grijalva is on the advisory board of the Center for Biological Diversity's Climate Law Institute and has been vocal about prioritizing the environment. For his part, former committee chair Rob Bishop had this to say in response to the transition. In a written statement, he said, "We look to continue being active next Congress as we move into doubling down on President Trump's top-notch environment and energy policies." Whether he'll be able to do that with Grijalva at the helm is an open question. But Grijalva is hopeful there will be bipartisanship on the committee. Still, regarding common ground with the former chair,
we both like baseball. I don't know if we sometimes see the sky the same color, politically speaking, probably rarely. But, you know, it's part of what we need in this Congress, the level of civility and respect for one another's opinions. He's shown that to me, and I hope I've shown that to him.
Raul Grijalva is set to take leadership of the House Committee on Natural Resources next month. For Here and Now, I'm Ali Budner.
And Ali's story comes to us from the Mountain West News Bureau.